When young people suffer clinical depression, suicide becomes a real risk. In fact, over the past 2 years, there's been an increase in suicide among children between the ages of 10 and 19. But some treatments can help, as NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
Research shows the most effective treatment is a combination of antidepressants along with talk therapy. Antidepressants work by increasing amounts of the chemical serotonin, which facilitates communication between neurons in the brain. Antidepressants are effective for the majority of adults, but when it comes to teenagers, it's not enough, says Richard Shelton, a psychiatrist with Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
First of all, the teenage years are kind of full of turmoil and emotions and hormonal changes. And then there are family conflicts and conflicts with relationships that can contribute to distress in adolescence. And antidepressant medications may not actually be able to deal with all of those problems.
Psychotherapy needs to be added, specifically cognitive behavior therapy. In a recent major study, when this therapy was used along with antidepressants, the majority of kids, 75% of them, reported feeling better and less suicidal after just 3 months.
Probably because the cognitive behavior therapy targets thinking and feeling in a very particular way that medicines may not, and in particular, suicidal thinking.
Dr. Richard Friedman is a psychiatrist with Cornell University Medical College.
You know, most people think when they're depressed, it just means you feel sad. But in fact, the so-called cognitive symptoms of depression are probably the most painful for a lot of people, which are the feelings that you're useless, worthless, unlovable, no good, you know, a loser. Those are the cognitive symptoms. And the most extreme cognitive symptom, of course, is suicidal feeling, where you feel so hopeless that you don't really believe anything will get better and you're better off dead.
And cognitive therapy challenges that kind of thinking. For example, say you're a depressed teen and someone at school says something critical. Typically, that might spin into feelings of being a complete loser. Cognitive therapy, says Friedman, helps patients see all the times they've been successful, both at school and with friends.
It's completely the opposite of how you feel. So you challenge them with reality, and then you correct their dysfunctional beliefs, and that will actually change the way they feel.
A sort of personal reality check that puts negative experience in context. And once the combination of medication and therapy works, patients may want to stop taking antidepressants. If they stop cold turkey, psychiatrist Richard Shelton says, they may experience side effects.
They can get rebound kinds of symptoms. It can include things like feeling anxious or having insomnia, very dizzy and have nausea.
Shelton says doctors can taper medication over weeks or months, giving the brain the time it needs to adjust to lower levels of the brain chemical serotonin. Patty Naiman, NPR News.